Last week, local headlines announced something many Seattle residents already knew. Rents in the city keep going up. If you're a renter, what legal rights do you have when the landlord wants to raise your rent? Seattle attorney Evan Leffler specializes in landlord-tenant relations and real estate litigation. He told me renters don't have much recourse if landlords decide to raise the rent.
Generally speaking, landlords can raise the rent as much as they want. There are some restrictions in Washington, on residential landlords, but there are a few more restrictions in the city of Seattle. Now, you can still raise the rent as much as you want if you're a landlord. The limits are how much notice you have to give. If you're giving a rent increase of 10% or more in a 12-month period, you have to give at least 60 days notice. And when I say a 12-month period, the way the Seattle legislature wrote it is they don't want landlords raising the rent by 9% in January and then another 5% in March. That's within 3 months, so you'd be over 10%. So aggregate 10% in a 12-month period. Once you hit that 10% threshold, you give 60 days notice.
And how do you deliver that notice? Is there a stipulated way that it has to arrive?
A couple of ways to interpret that. There is a statute under the Residential Landlord-Tenant Act that talks about notice. And it says all notices must be in writing and you have to hand deliver it to the other person. And that could be tenant to the landlord, landlord to the tenant. If you cannot hand deliver it to the tenant, then you hand deliver it to a person who lives at the premises, like an adult kid, someone over 15 or 16, and you mail it. And if there's no one there to take the notice, either because there's no one home or people are refusing to come to the door, then you can tack a copy to the door and mail a copy.
So you're saying, though, it has to be something tangible. It can't be an email or a phone call.
Well, split of authority on that. There's no specific case that says so, but the Landlord-Tenant Act is written in such a way, and it clearly states, you're supposed to interpret these rules in a way to do justice and in good faith. So if a landlord said, for example, I don't have to make repairs to the leaking roof because I received an email but I didn't get a handwritten letter saying that the roof is leaking, that's just not in good faith. You know that there's a problem. Now, does that go to raising the rent or notice of entry? That's not really clear. When I represent landlords, I advise them, send the notice the way you would any other sort of notice, because that way we don't have to argue about whether the notice was proper. What you have to recognize is that the act and the law in question was written in 1970s. We didn't have email then.
Right. I'm talking with attorney Evan Leffler, who specializes in landlord-tenant relations and real estate litigation. If your landlord wants to tear down your old building or make an apartment building into a condo, what kind of rights do you have as somebody who's a renter?
Well, in the city of Seattle, you have more rights in that situation than you would outside the city of Seattle. If you are in Spokane, for example, which is about as far from Seattle as you can get, or even Bellevue, if you are a month-to-month tenant and the landlord doesn't want to rent to you anymore, whatever the reason may be, the landlord can give you notice at least 20 days before the end of the month, and that type of notice definitely has to be hand-delivered. Mm-hmm. In the city of Seattle, we have what's called the Just Cause Eviction Ordinance, and there are 16 different scenarios that create just cause. And some of them are pretty esoteric, but if, for example, a landlord, as you posited, wants to tear down the building, the landlord would have just cause, but he can't just say, I want to tear down the building. He has to be in the process of it. He has to have a permit, and to get that permit, the city of Seattle will likely require the landlord to get a relocation license or permit. Relocation assistance is, depending on the amount of income that the tenant receives, a certain amount of money, some from the city, some from the landlord, to move.
So you're saying if I rented a space and I was of a certain income and my landlord decided he really or she really wanted to make something fancier, nicer, was going to get rid of it, that person has to help finance my relocation?
Potentially, yes.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that Seattle has some statutes that are specific to the city that mean that tenants have a few more rights than they might King County-wide?
Yes, and statewide.
And statewide as well. Suppose you're a tenant who decides that you are done and you want to move out. Most of us who have rented have put down security deposits. Can that be used as the last month's rent?
It can if it is called last month's rent in the lease. So the answer to most questions between when you have a dispute between a landlord and a tenant is look at the lease. And lawyers use the term lease to mean any written agreement between the parties about a landlord and tenant relationship. It can be a term lease for 6 months to a year. It can be a month-to-month lease. But if you have a written lease, you may take a security deposit. And the security deposit, depending on how the lease is written, can either be for damage or for last month's rent or both. But it's usually up to the landlord to decide what it's for.
Evan, you mentioned if you have a written lease, do you recommend that for both parties' protections that they have written leases?
Yes, I do. Whether you're a landlord or a tenant, it is a much better idea to have a written understanding of what the agreement is between the parties and what they agree they will be doing for each other. Now, a commercial lease can sometimes be over 100 pages long because there are so many different rights and responsibilities that need to be divided up between the two parties. Residential leases can be one page, 2 pages. I think my lease that I prepare for my tenants is 4 pages. But to not have one is a mistake.
For both parties.
For both parties.
Evan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you very much.
Evan Leffler is a Seattle-based lawyer who specializes in landlord-tenant relations and real estate litigation. If you want to hear more about rising rents in Seattle, head to KUOW.org and listen to our interview with local real estate expert Richard Hagar. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.